First stanza. I and all beings throughout space and without exception go for refuge until the ultimate of enlightenments to the past, present, and future Buddhas, the doctrine, and the spiritual community. May we be released from the frights of this life, of the intermediate state, and of the next life. Within an attitude of self-help, Buddhists go for refuge to the Buddha as the teacher. They go for refuge to the Buddha's doctrine, which means states of realization and teachings of them, as the actual refuge. And they go for refuge to the spiritual community as guides to that refuge. They develop conviction that internalizing the doctrine can offer protection from suffering. They consider these three jewels, Buddha, his doctrine, and the spiritual community, to be the final refuge. Seeking refuge only to relieve your own suffering and to attain liberation from cyclic existence for yourself does not fulfill the qualifications of altruistic refuge. Your perspective would not be vast. Your attitude of refuge should be for the sake of all sentient beings, for their freedom from suffering and their attainment of Buddhahood. You should seek the omniscience of Buddhahood in order to fulfill the primary aim, which is to help others. You should apprehend all sentient beings throughout space and seek to attain the ultimate or supreme of enlightenments, which surpasses that of more narrowly focused practitioners, because it involves the removal of obstructions not just to liberation from cyclic existence, but also to omniscience. This ultimate of enlightenments, or supreme nirvana, is beyond the extremes of bias, either in the direction of being caught in the cyclic existence of the repeated round of birth, aging, sickness, and death called samsara, or the extreme of inactive peace, a state of liberation from the round of suffering without full capability to help others. The first Benchen Lama advises that his readers go for refuge to the Buddha, his doctrine, and the spiritual community in order to attain the highest enlightenment for the sake of other sentient beings. This is called causal refuge. You are taking refuge in the three jewels that are established in the mental continuums of others. You are placing your confidence, especially in the cessations of sufferings and in the spiritual states they have actualized in order to overcome their sufferings. Petitioning those who possess the three jewels evokes their compassion, not by generating it in them, but by opening yourself to it. By taking causal refuge, you are practicing the doctrines taught by the teacher Buddha with the spiritual community as your model of what to do. You are actualizing spiritual paths and many levels of the cessation of suffering. In this way, you yourself become a member of the spiritual community of high realization, gradually removing all obstructions to liberation from cyclic existence, as well as obstructions to omniscience. Thereby, you become a Buddha. You are released from all frights and have attained omniscience. You now know other people's dispositions and understand which techniques will help them. For the sake of attaining such a resultant refuge, this stanza petitions the three causal sources of refuge to invoke their compassion.